Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A radio.com sports station.
When I first came into the league, I was just trying to prove myself. It was all about ball. It took me a while to understand the responsibility, the opportunity that I was given. You know, I speak for those without a voice, people who grew up like I did, poor, without hope. Those people, those kids, they exist on every corner of the globe, and they're all deserving of a chance. I believe no one person is capable of turning the tide. But we all have an obligation, because somewhere along the way, somebody picked us up, and that's why we pay it forward.
Can I tell you? I have goosebumps. A man that is so inspirational, especially with the music behind it. I think if we did 4 hours with just music behind our voice, everything would be so inspirational. Yeah. And people would sit there and say, yeah. So that is from NBA 2K20. It's cutscene that they use in the video game. And he's sitting there, and he's talking about this. Now, you hear
Has
that.
Is it animated LeBron James?
It's animated, James? Yes. Right. So, but it's his voice, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks just like him, because they do a great job, as you know, with these video games now. But anyway, play it again. I want to hear this again, because you've got to listen to the words of what he's doing. It's inspirational. And yet, he is basically explaining to us the inspiration of Daryl Morey, because this is exactly what Daryl Morey did. But Daryl Morey really is the one that stuck his neck out on the line.
When I first came into the league, I was just trying to prove myself. It was all about ball. It took me a while to understand the responsibility, the opportunity that I was given.
Free Hong Kong.
You know, I speak for those without a voice, people who grew up like I did.
People in China.
Poor. Without hope.
Really poor in China.
Those people, those kids, they exist on every corner of the globe, and they're all deserving of a chance. I believe no one person is capable of turning the tide, but we all have an obligation, because somewhere along the way, somebody picked us up, and that's why we pay it forward.
So here's the problem I have with this, and it plays like a movie, and it's in a video game, and it's inspirational, and everything he says, you sit there and say, yeah. That's what I want in a human being. Except he's a complete 100% sellout fraud. He doesn't do that. That was for the game. By the way, produced by him and Maverick Carter. So it's
also in the
all,
game.
Right. It's all for money. For his money. And then when Daryl Morey does the exact same thing that LeBron's telling us that as human beings now, as NBA players, we need to do. I started, it was all about ball. Then it was about saving the world. And then Daryl Morey goes out there and talks about the plight of those people that grew up with nothing.
Nothing. Voice. People who grew up like I did, poor, without hope.
That's what Daryl Morey did, and he told them to shut up and dribble. That's what he just did. He is a complete fraud. And by the way, he's standing by all of this stuff. There's no wiggle room with him right now. And you know why? Because he's got Space Jam 2, and he's got a China deal for distribution, and right now it's being held up.
Oh, I thought it was canceled.
There's more money. There's more money coming off the table, and I don't have a problem with that. If LeBron James just came out and said, you know what? I believe in human rights, but I'm sorry. I believe in having a lot of dead presidents sitting in my pocketbook. I like that a lot more than the principle of it. Then at least you're standing up and you're telling me the truth, but you're hiding. You're putting this out, and young people are listening to this, and I hear them all the time.
Well, oh,
he's such
too.
A he's such an inspiration. Who did I hear yesterday on TV
Sophie?
Last night? No, it was a network guy who said, "Go, he's such an inspiration. I'm so surprised to get this." Bill Simmons did it on his podcast too. I'm so surprised that LeBron did this because he usually is so concerned about people and human rights. No, he doesn't. He doesn't care about that. It works for him. You know, by going out on the trail, the campaign trail with Hillary Clinton and being political in the 2016 election, it helped his business.
See,
those were his people.
So he really needed to take the Charles Barkley approach towards this. Charles, but maybe it's just because Charles Barkley can pretty much do whatever he wants. Barkley was like, man, who cares about China?
America.
Right. He was like, why would you hold him accountable? I'm paraphrasing. For what's going on in China, like he can do a damn thing about it. He can't do anything about a bunch of radical communists
you
in
cannot.
China. So what is he going
to
do?
But don't hide behind that you've well, dedicated your life to now human rights and people who are disadvantaged. Don't give me the crap. That is all a bunch of BS.
Are you surprised, though?
No, I'm not.
Hold on. I'm surprised it took so long.
Yes.
That's what I'm surprised at, that it happened to be this random incident, probably innocent, you know, as far as he's concerned. And next thing you know, he probably even know they were rioting out there for all he knows. All he knows is that Daryl Morey sent out the tweet and the NBA was losing money. It was the equivalent of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee.
Yes.
And sponsorships and viewership dropping in the NFL. So I love it.
I'm not
he's
surprised.
Exposed. And yeah. Here's the thing. So the NBA regular season is going to start. He's playing for the Lakers. It's going to be a big to-do. They'll play on Christmas. The NBA Finals will come around. He may or may not be in the mix. It doesn't matter. The fact is, no one is going to remember this. No one is going to be talking about
I'm
this
not sure
after
that's
Thanksgiving.
True. I'm not sure that's
so
true.
So how's it going to work, though, Glenn?
I'm not.
So reporters are going to ask him again after 3 months has passed?
Well, he claims he's not going to talk about it right now. But here's his problem, Christian. There's one thing about getting people that do not politically agree with him who are sitting there and saying, oh, you know, like Laura Ingraham, you know, just shut up and dribble or whatever. He doesn't need those people, okay? He doesn't need those people. He can clearly thrive getting people that agree with him and love him as a basketball player, because I'm not a hater. He's one of the five greatest basketball players who's ever lived. He's phenomenal, okay? I'll say this. Better than Larry Bird, all right? And I love Larry Bird. I think Bird's the best.
Screwed me in that. With
I'm not done. So let me just finish this point, though, is that he's got people now that politically he thought he was in bed with. People to the left who are destroying him right now. They're all over him. Some of them are disappointed, but others, and quite a few of these presidential candidates now, the 20 that were on the podium the other night in the debate, they're sitting there taking shots at him. This is so different when you have people that you think are on your side, because they see through this stuff. They see the fact that he's a hypocrite.
It's also amazing how you realize you're an island. When the bullet starts and all the pistols are pointed squarely at you,
yep,
for good reason, you realize, God, you really don't have any friends, do you?
He's got some friends, though. He's got some friends. And
They'll say,
let me give you one.
Maybe he was misinformed.
Yeah, let me give you
maybe
one.
Maybe he's uneducated.
Let me give you one. And I'm telling you, this is so dopey. I don't know what Kendrick Perkins is doing on television. Can I just say that? I don't know. He made a prediction the other day that Cleveland was going to beat Boston in a preseason game. He guaranteed it or whatever. I don't know why you guarantee anything in a preseason game. And then the next day, obviously, when it looks stupid, he comes out and he's talking on TV about how bad the Cleveland Cavaliers are. Well, yeah, most of us knew that before.
He took a shot.
The preseason.
That was his shot.
It was stupid. But I don't have a problem with that. It's his job to go on those shows and to actually talk NBA hoops. But he came out, and not only did he defend his guy, LeBron, but he really churned on Daryl Morey.
NBA players go through media training mm-hmm. as players, social media training, and they tell you different things on before you hit the send button to rethink this. Maybe GM should go to media training or stuff like that, because Daryl Morey, outside of Magic Johnson, is one of the most active GMs that tweets all the time. But I never seen, and I follow Daryl Morey, but I never once seen him tweet about things that's happening in his own country. So why take a stance on when God, when you all are over there in China in a whole nother country and decide to send out a tweet like that was very selfish and you wasn't looking out for others? So Ron is not the selfish person at hand. Daryl Morey actually is.
Right.
I mean, how stupid is this guy?
You want to go first?
No, this guy, go ahead. This guy is so stupid.
He basically reiterated exactly what LeBron, he didn't even come up with his own opinion.
No.
He just, I was going to say paraphrase, but it feels like he said it verbatim.
Right.
Just repeated everything. Not my fault. Look out for others. You're taking money out of our pocket. You don't realize how many. Basically called Daryl Morey dumb. He's misinformed and uneducated.
Yeah.
It's the same thing,
right? Which is laughable. He's wrong. Morey has taken stands on other things. I agree that most of the time he's tweeting about analytics and he's tweeting about other stuff. But I'm not sure that LeBron, when he's tweeting, is doing it on a regular basis about human rights. Many times it's just about it's Taco Tuesday and we got to get that stupid
Stick
ass video
with
him and his special guest, you know, on Taco Tuesday.
Y'all know what the day is.
But the whole idea that Kendrick Perkins is sitting there saying, you know, they have sessions for what players are supposed to say. No, just the opposite. The commissioner of the
say
NBA,
whatever you want.
The greatest commissioner in the history of the NBA, took a stand against what the National Football League was doing. So the National Football League was basically telling the players, please don't do anything symbolic during the national anthem. You're hurting our product. You're hurting your own pocketbook. All right? They did that. And what did the NBA do? The NBA stood up. The players stood up. The players were lined up at the ESPYs to explain to us that we as professional athletes need to stand up for humans out there.
Need to do more.
We need to do more.
So much is given, much
so
is required.
What Morey was doing was he was doing more. He was explaining the plight of people who are being beaten in the streets of Hong Kong right now. But he did it, and he didn't even go into harsh details. What he did was he did it by just free Hong Kong, pro-democracy. That was it. That was all it took for China to go off the deep end.
The best thing for the NBA is for them to just avoid this and ignore it and not talk about it as much as possible because the players do not have the ability to talk about it. Has anyone heard from Kyrie Irving? Kyrie Irving has an opinion on everything. What he did is he saw what happened to LeBron. He saw what happened to James Harden. He said, I'm staying away from this. He didn't even mess with it. He wasn't even doing anything about it because he knew as soon as he opened his mouth, he was going to ramble on and not make any sense, and people are going to be critical of him. And maybe he's got another Uncle Drew movie coming out that he wants distribution in China. Who the hell knows?
It's all about the money. So just say it's all about the money. So Perkins got into the whole thing about the safety of the players and the coaches. And listen to this.
He didn't agree or disagree with Daryl Morey tweet. He didn't say he was right or he was wrong. All he said was the timing of the tweet and that basically, you know, he spoke up for not only just the players, the coaches, but Dave, Rachel, you guys were in China also. He spoke up for y'all's safety. You know, no matter how you want to look at it, but if you ever been to China, once you step foot in their territory, they are in control. And you have two beautiful twins at home. You have a family. You want to get back home to your family. He spoke up for safety. He didn't say whether or not it was right or wrong, and people took it out of context and just went at Braun for not speaking up.
He's a dope. First of all, he did disagree with Daryl Morey. He questioned whether he understood the situation. I think Daryl Morey did. I'm not sure that LeBron did, but I think he did so.
This is breaking news.
This is breaking news right now. Adam Silver, China is requested Daryl Morey's firing. China wants Daryl Morey fired from the Houston Rockets and the NBA, or apparently they're not going to do business with the NBA. This is breaking news.
Fired.
And what did Adam Silver say?
Adam Silver's response is no chance. Nice going. I told you, greatest commissioner in the history
greatest
of mankind.
Greatest commissioner of all
greatest
time.
Greatest commissioner. So you have breaking news now. China has given their ultimatum. If you want to do business, I'll read this for you. Silva said, we made clear that we were being asked to fire him by the Chinese government, by the parties we dealt with, government and business, and there's no chance. They are not going to allow Daryl Morey to be fired. And I told you this the day the story broke. I think the Houston Rockets wanted to fire him. It cost the Houston Rockets alone $1.5 billion. I think they would have done it, but I think once it became this firestorm that it became, at that point, the commissioner said, we can't do this because we're going to get backlash because this is freedom of speech. Let me just get back to Kendrick Perkins one more thing. He talked about the safety of the players and the coaches and the media in China, and I agree with that. So I understand how difficult it is when you are in a communist nation that bugs rooms of hotel rooms for tourists to come over and visit, that doesn't allow you that freedom to say anything. I understand that is a problem, Kendrick Perkins. So I don't expect the players to do it. Daryl Morey was saying it back here on U.S. soil. He was saying it. LeBron James is now back on U.S. soil, and he's sitting there saying nothing about it, refusing to say anything about it, and taking pot shots at Daryl Morey. So if we're in a position right now where if a professional athlete or any citizen of the United States cannot freely speak in the United States on U.S. soil, then we got a problem if their safety is in jeopardy. Then we shouldn't be going to China. Then bail out. And maybe that's what the NBA is going to end up doing here because the commissioner is standing up to China right now, and I applaud him. He's sitting there going, we are not going to fire Daryl Morey. Good for him.
So, okay, so that was their threat. That was their demand. That was China's demand. They say no. So now you're in a game of chicken with a psychopath who it doesn't have the ability to think rationally.
Who's that?
China.
I don't think they're psychopaths. I disagree with you. I don't. I think they're very bright.
Did you see
they have the second largest economy.
Okay.
No, I think they have a
difference.
Hold
on.
I think they have a difference.
Their leadership is nuts.
Glenn. I disagree. North Korea, you're
Glenn.
Dealing with nuts.
Okay, hold on. Okay, they're not aiming bombs at us, okay? I get it.
North Korea,
okay.
You're dealing with a nut.
Fine, okay, but don't take
see
it
him on
out
a horse
context,
yesterday.
Okay. Yeah,
fat
I
guy
did.
On a white horse.
But you're
not
talking
a good
about
look.
A bunch of guys that honestly have they think that this is normal. Maybe for them it is, okay?
So
now you're in a game of chicken with a country that doesn't give a crap, right? So basically all it seems to me, because I have a hard time believing that China is gonna concede. Because that'll show weakness.
I agree.
They're gonna because that'll show their country
but hold
weakness.
On.
They made a demand to the United States, to the NBA, and Adam Silver said, go screw.
Right. Good for him.
Now everybody knows about it. So what are they gonna do?
So there's a difference of being knuckleheads and nuts, okay, and just being
nuts.
And just being married to the communist code.
I think
and how
like
communists
that are nuts.
Live. No, the difference is they're the second largest economy in the world.
It's
they
just,
know what they're doing. They're smart people.
They're
they just believe that their people should listen and follow everything that they tell them to do. They just become lemmings, and this is how you live.
That
there's a difference.
That doesn't sound nuts to
sounds
you.
Sounds nuts to me.
That's
but
my
but
point.
They're not.
I
but
think
they're
nuts.
But they're not nuts. You're dealing with a much different element than you are with North Korea that's still looking for electricity and lights in their country, which, by the way, it's like we're in North Korea here today. We have no lights. All right. South Park is taking more shots at this whole China deal, taking shots at LeBron. We get your reaction. The NBA is basically telling China to go screw right now. I like this. This is going to get interesting. 617-779-7937. I wonder how LeBron feels about this. This is interesting because Adam Silver's kind of going against what LeBron wants him to do.
Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier after every game on Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
That's all brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Their Ram Power Days fall into a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab. Visit 495ram.com.
Patriots back at practice today. Glenn, no Josh Gordon, Matt LaCoste, and of course no Michael Bennett, who of course is serving his 1 week suspension. Jets linebacker CJ Mosley told the New York media that he plans on playing on Monday Night Football against the Patriots, returning from injury. Ben Volen of the Boston Globe will join OMF Glenn and Christian in studio for the 4 o'clock hour. Glenn just said the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, said the Chinese government and business partners asked the NBA for the Rockets GM Daryl Morey to be fired last week, and Silver responded, quote, we said there's no chance that's happening. There's no chance we'll even discipline him.
Love it.
End quote.
Love it. See, that's what they do in China. If they don't like what you say, you're out. goodbye. See you later. Dunsky, right?
Glenn, you asked about Kyrie Irving. We have a report from ESPN. Kyrie Irving, who will play Wednesday or Friday against the Raptors, declined to speak with reporters again today. Doesn't want to talk about this China stuff, which is probably smart.
Well, you know, the earth is flat, and you really don't get to China. You know, you just keep on going.
Probably smart by Kyrie. Yeah. And finally, in NBA.com's annual survey of the league's 30 GMs, Glenn, Giannis, your guy, picked to repeat as the MVP.
I would agree.
The Los Angeles Clippers tapped to win their first ever NBA championship. And the Boston Celtics, by the way, receiving one second-place vote in the Eastern Conference. So...
That was from Fitzy. This hour being brought to you by Auto Fair.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Their protesting is ruining my lunch.
We have a right to free speech.
Yes, we all do all have freedom of speech. But at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself.
Whoa, what's going on, kids?
The protesters are trying to kill Eric again, Mr. Mackey.
Okay, kids, we don't want another incident here, okay?
They're trying to change people's lunch. They don't realize it harms people financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yeah. Eric, it's okay. We aren't going to change the school menu, okay? Everything's fine.
What is it? Dr. Tuesday!
I love South Park.
So they added it. Oh, they just ripped it. They added to it because that was older one. Because was it Wednesday night? Was the new one? It was not. This was one from a couple weeks ago, where they showed all the NBA players hopping on a plane, trying to get that China money,
right?
That they were trying to get business from China and just ignoring all the issues that are going on.
I don't know how anybody can defend LeBron James based on the past. We're playing all of these clips of stuff he said in the past. And then people are making excuses for him. And I'm seeing it here on Twitter, and I'm seeing it on our text line. Glenn, this is not a free speech issue. It's about one organization having a business relationship with another and not wanting staff people in the organization to badmouth the other organization. That's all it is. He's not badmouthing anything. He's coming out and he's defending democracy. And if we can't defend democracy with what's going on in China right now, then you shouldn't be doing business with them. So I'm sorry, I can't make excuses for the $4 billion. Is that a lot of money? Yes. Is that hard for the NBA to turn down? Yes. But the commissioner of the NBA just stood up for the principal. He just did. China said to him, if you want to do business with us, you need to fire Daryl Morey. And the commissioner said, no chance, and we're not even going to fine him or reprimand him. Hats off to the greatest commissioner in the history of mankind. So what are you talking about? These people are talking out of both sides of their mouths here. This guy, LeBron James, has been lecturing us on stuff that we have to do with human rights. And then he has an opportunity to do nothing. Don't beat up Daryl Morey. Don't attack him. Say nothing. Instead, what he does is he attacks the guy because it's costing him millions and millions of dollars out of his pocketbook, and now Space Jam 2 may not be seen to the Chinese people.
You know that scene. You know that scene from The Wizard of Oz when the good witch comes by. You know, to the land of Munchkins, and because the house falls on the bad witch, and then she comes by. She's like, "Come out. It's safe to come out now.
I love the Munchkins.
It's safe to come out." That's the way the NBA players are going to be. Now that Adam Silver has kind of put his foot down and said, we're not messing around
love
anymore.
Adam Silver.
Now they will say what they want. I guarantee you they will be more open and honest about what's going on in China and how they really feel or what someone is telling them what they should think. Because before they say, oh, we can't do anything. We got the money. But all Adam Silver did was give them the opportunity and the free pass to say whatever you want.
Do me a favor. All these people that are tweeting me, that are texting right now, call us up on the program, 617-779-7937. They're all defending LeBron James. I think there's zero defense.
Who's defending him?
Zero defense for LeBron James. He is a total hypocritical fraud in all
of this. Our phone lines are open.
And Thank you, Bill. And on top of that, the commissioner has just called him out. The commissioner has just called him out.
He didn't call out LeBron James. He called out China, basically.
And basically what he's telling LeBron
is, it's safe to come out.
We're not doing business that way.
What he said is, listen, it's safe to come out.
But I love the safety issue because it is the one point that I agree with in which LeBron said, because they were over there in China and you're putting them in an unsafe position.
Oh, please.
But hold on. Yeah, and they got...
Come on.
Yeah, you got the embassy. You got protected over there. You're protected. There's no question about that. But let's say it's true that you're worried about, you know, the safety of players. I get the players not saying anything when you're on China's soil. I get that and understand it. These things were said by Daryl Morey on American soil. These things were said by LeBron James on American soil. If we are now suddenly going to shut up in the United States of America, and we're going to shut off free speech in the United States of America just to protect the interest of a communist, oppressive nation, then we're all screwed. They're all screwed. I mean, this is ridiculous. They're safe over here to say whatever they want. Nobody is coming over from China and going to go to Houston and try to take out Daryl Morey. This is ridiculous. All right, where's the defense of this guy? Here's John in Dorchester. I think he wants to defend him. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm definitely defending LeBron. Glenn, I just want to say that, you know, you sound like Rush Limbaugh. It sounds like I'm listening to conservative radio on a...
Yeah, we're both fat and white.
Show.
There you go, John.
But,
you got that right.
You know, but at the same time, you know, you guys criticize Colin Kaepernick, and then you criticize LeBron James, who appears to be on the opposite side. But you guys are attacking both. It just seems like no matter what we do, what these brothers try to do, you guys still come at us, regardless of the situation.
What's disappointing is that you're just flat out just lying about what we said.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean? Yes.
John wants to make it a black and white issue.
That's what John wants to do.
There's no race involved here, John.
It's a hypocritical thing.
No, you're making it a race issue, John.
You guys are screaming and yelling. You guys are. You're screaming and yelling.
Why don't you do this? If you want to keep it away from that, why don't you make a defense now for LeBron? Because the Kaepernick situation is different. But go ahead. Give me your defense of LeBron's actions in this deal.
Kyrie Irving says nothing, and you're criticizing him. I mean, what do you guys
want? Wait, hold on. Wait a second.
It was a joke.
John,
I was joking.
You can't be serious right now. So what is Kyrie Irving known for? Like, just what his time here with the Celtics. What were we always making fun of Kyrie Irving for, right? Do you know? Rambling, not making any sense, not even saying anything. He'd ramble on and on and on and not say anything. Well, you brought him up. You brought him up. You said that we were being critical of Kyrie Irving, and he didn't even say anything.
I mentioned several things. That's not the main topic.
Okay, so do me a favor, John. Do me a favor.
You're just jumping on all the...
Okay, all right. Let's get back to
what they... No matter what we do,
John. What do you mean? What do you mean we do?
Yeah.
What do you mean we do? Why are we pinning it down to we do? Okay? I don't understand that.
What do you mean
so
why are we pinning it down?
We were critical of Steve Kerr last week and the comments he made. We were critical of Greg Popovich and the comments he made. Both cop-outs, okay? Both sellouts, okay? Stop making it a black-white issue. You're doing that. Nobody else is doing that.
I'm not making it that.
You started that way. That's how you came across. You started the conversation that way. No, you're stereotyping me, John. No, the fat white guy, you're Rush Limbaugh. You're not dealing with the topic. What you're doing is you're stereotyping. You're the fat old white guy, so this is how you think. And I'm the black guy from Dorchester, and this is how we think. Well, I look at it, and everybody thinks differently. We don't just go in line.
Right.
This is not China. We're not in China. They do that in China.
We're dealing with these issues here.
So I agree. I agree. I agree. You're right, John.
You've never dealt with those issues. Right. I know I am. So I'm just telling you what you sound
so
like.
So you're stereotyping. No, you're stereotyping me. That's what you're doing. You're stereotyping people. That's what you're doing. You're making it very easy and stereotyping. So you give me your defense with LeBron before you go. What's your defense?
I'm telling you, as long as people, if you continue to sound like you don't get it, we're never all going to
okay. See what I mean? That's what I mean. You're stereotyping me, and you're not. So why are all these liberals, John, why are all these liberals taking pot shots right now at LeBron James? Why is that happening?
How do you feel about Colin Kaepernick, what he did?
I think he has the right. I think he has the right to do whatever he wants. If he wants to take a knee, he can take a knee. Now, the problem with him is there are ramifications for everything he does. There are ramifications right now. LeBron doesn't have the balls to deal with the ramifications because it's going to cost him in the pocketbook. Kaepernick, I'll give him some credit. He's losing out because of what he did.
See, I think they
he's should, putting it on the line.
I think they should collude against him and act like it's no big deal. Oh, wait, that is what they did.
Joke. Two complete joke. You got to hear Jason Whitlock talk about this because these people that are trying, and he's, by the way, black. The people that are trying Jason Whitlock is. The people that are trying to make it a black-white issue, it is absolutely incredible. We were ripping Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich for their statements. They are both white. They are coaches. They're not players. To try to make it a black-white issue is idiotic. It's the United States, freedom of speech, the government and the system we live under versus what they live under in China and what they are doing right now to an agreement that the People's Republic of China has with Hong Kong. They are defying it. That's what they're doing. And some people are calling him out on it. Others are sitting there saying, oh, no, I want to have my movie over there. I want to make lots of money from the Chinese people. They don't care about the human rights. They don't care if they're putting a million Muslims in concentration camps. Long as LeBron's getting his money, that's all that matters. But the commissioner is standing up, strapping him on. I love it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But they do have to realize that Bron is the face of the NBA. He's the face of Nike basketball. And whether or not, if he speaks up on that, either way, he's going to get backlash. So he's just pretty much taking a back seat. And I think it's more on the NBA to speak up. It's more of Adam Silver's job to control this situation. This is not on LeBron.
Unbelievable. That's Kendrick Perkins. It is on Adam Silver. And thank God he spoke up today. China wanted to fire Daryl Morey. They basically said, if you want to do business with us, then you need to fire Daryl Morey. And the commissioner responded. And think about this. Billions and billions of dollars, probably $3-5 billion in that relationship with China. The commissioner said, screw you. You want to play chicken with us? No chance. And on top of that, I'm not going to fine him. We're not even going to slap his wrist. We're not even going to reprimand him. He's an American. He has the right to say whatever he wants. And I say hats off to the commissioner. And these players were wrong, and LeBron was wrong. And these people that want to make it something that it isn't. And here's what's amazing. Because that last guy, John from Dorchester, calls up. He wants to stereotype it. He wants to make it a black-white issue. I'll give you where it might be a black-white issue in a second. But on the whole, he doesn't even realize that this is an issue in which both sides are united. The only people that aren't united, you're hearing conservatives like Ted Cruz. You're hearing liberals like Julian Castro, AOC. They're coming out in support of what Daryl Morey said. This is one issue. Everybody is coming together because they look at the atrocities. They look at the oppression in China and what those people are living through. And yet, there are these dumbass people that want to look at it and say, I'm going to stereotype it. Yep, the old white guys. Yep, it's conservative. Yep, Rush Limbaugh. Yep, I'm against it. You dope. Go listen to the other side. Go listen to what people that agree with most of your views are saying about it. They're agreeing with me.
You do sound, kind of sound like Rush Limbaugh. Kind of look like him, too.
I do look all a little bit like him. By the way, we got some
addiction.
Good news.
You need an addiction that you can deal with.
We got some good news.
I can feel the good news.
We got lights on.
I can feel it. More importantly, we have air. I need you to put your sweatshirt back on, please.
Hold on. Let me put
please.
My shirt back on.
I'm going to put my pants on.
Put your
okay?
Back.
Let's all put our clothes back on because we are back, baby.
The one area that I did agree with when we're talking about where black and white plays into all of this is something that Jason Whitlock brought up on his show yesterday.
We bait these black athletes. We don't ask white athletes to have an opinion on every injustice issue or social issue in the world. We ask black athletes, because of Muhammad Ali, because of John Carlos and Tommy Smith and those guys, we ask the modern athlete to step out here on things that, one, I just don't think they're well-versed in, and two, they just don't have a shared experience like those athletes did with the overwhelming majority of African Americans. It's just different. You're living in gated communities. You make millions of dollars. You're pampered globally. It's a different scenario. There are different roles to play when you become a multi-millionaire. Look at other ethnic groups, racial groups, and what they require their super wealthy to do. Support the issues you believe in. You don't have to be the face of it. You don't have to be the voice of it. You can finance people to be the voice of your of what you believe in. You can take your wealth and really impact and help people. That, to me, is the new dynamic and the new expectations we should place on wealthy celebrities.
He's totally right.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay. If you're passionate about it, if you want to help, sure. Because the shared experience, I think, is the key. You just grow up differently. Not every white person that's an athlete grew up with a mailbox or a driveway.
Correct.
There's a bunch of guys, white athletes, that didn't
grow up with nothing.
So, but they're just. I mean, he is right though. That is a big discrepancy. And if you're looking at the NBA, particularly, then okay, the ratio between white athletes, white NBA players, and black NBA players, it's huge. It's like 85-90% African American compared to 10. And I'm not even taking into account the Europeans, who I don't even count as white. They're Europeans. They're white. Their color of their skin. But talk about shared experience.
I hear what you're saying.
They know nothing about what's going on.
Right. Totally different.
So, I think that's completely different also. Yeah, so it's even a smaller minority, in my opinion.
I think he's right, though, in that there is pressure on black athletes to speak out in this. And all you have to do is look back at Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan came out and said, hey, listen, you know, Republicans buy, you know, sneakers as well. He did not want to become political. And there were a lot of people that gave him a real hard time because he wouldn't get involved in it. Tiger Woods has taken some heat over the years because he would not get involved in certain issues. You know, wouldn't get his fingers dirty.
Well, they wanted him to almost renounce, you know, his mother's side.
Yes.
Like, no, you're 100% us. Like, we just had a draft.
but the whole idea of people comparing LeBron James to Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali gave up an awful lot.
Well, you can sit there.
He gave up an awful lot.
Adam Silver, and I'm sure there's a lot of owners who are saying, "What the hell are you doing, Adam? No. You just let's just be quiet." They allowed this to be leaked. They didn't have to. Nobody needed to know about this. But you think there was a reason why that information was leaked that Adam Silver said no chance?
Yeah, because he's watching the news.
Yeah.
He's finding out that there are Republicans, there are Democrats, there are blacks, there are whites, that most people right now are coming down on the side of Daryl Morey and not on the side of LeBron James, because all LeBron cares about is the money in all of this. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't in business think about that. But when you're dealing, when you're telling us, as LeBron has told us, that you got to be more than an athlete. You got to be more than just a guy who balls. You got to be a person who cares about other people, disadvantaged people. And then you're willing to step on the Chinese just so you can collect their money.
Well, come on. The other thing is, the other thing he's right about is, like, talk about shared experience. What does LeBron know? What does LeBron James know about what it's like to grow up in China? What does he know? Nothing. I tell you what, he has a hard enough time understanding the issues that are here in the United States and the specific cases that resonate with the outrage and everything else, police brutality, everything that goes along with it. He doesn't know enough about that.
Well, that's why he sounded like such a dope the other day when he talked about Daryl Morey being misinformed.
They don't realize it harms people financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
So how much time did he spend on learning about what's going on in China? There's plenty of information available out there.
I'll say, I don't care.
Maybe not.
Is it okay for me to say I don't care about what's going on in China?
He could say
that. Make me a bad person?
No.
Listen, hey, I heard it's bad. I just heard about it. I'm sorry. I got all these kids. I got my son. I'm doing this. He was leaning towards that when he made his when he had a comment on it. I got other things going on. I'm sorry. I haven't been able to be emotionally or mentally vested in what's going on in China, as opposed to what you guys are just telling me.
Yeah, but then he's.
I think that is more than fair for him to say. Listen, I don't know.
I agree.
I mean, what are you going to do about it?
But he can't do that.
I don't know. You guys, I don't know.
He can't do that.
Sorry. Talk to me in a year and a half.
He can't do that. He's already invested in the human rights business.
Yes, we all do.
In America. He's not going out building, digging wells and opening schools and running orphanages like Oprah did. He's not doing that. He's focused on the United States.
LeBron, you know Oprah.
I don't see what the problem is with that. The issue is that he tries to create or keep this persona of how woke he is. And he gets himself in trouble because he's not smart enough.
Shut up and dribble.
Oh, you pay.
Well, that's it. I mean, and that was totally wrong when Laura Ingraham came out and said shut up and dribble. But he did the exact same thing to Daryl Morey. Basically, shut up and dribble. That's what he did. Ed's in Connecticut. Next up here on OMF. Hi, Ed.
Yeah, hi. Just want to make 2 points. Going back to that caller from Dorchester and trying to make this a black-white issue, which I think you guys resoundingly thumped. But I would like to make the point. I think you guys had a fair amount to say, at least if it wasn't your show, it was EEI, about Steve Kerr's performance in all of this.
We certainly did.
And plenty of balance there. It's not a black-white issue, and you haven't addressed it. And I don't know why that people can't look at it. Certainly the comments that you guys have had and appreciate the balance. The second thing here is one thing I will agree with Whitlock on is the statement, these people aren't well-equipped, whether it's the celebrities in Hollywood, these athletes, or the new pop culture politicians. They're not well equipped to speak on these subjects, and they would be best served taking the time to understand them instead of popping off and trying to, in a self-serving manner, to try to position themselves in some sort of a light that's above and beyond their already selected.
I would agree with that, and I think that was Whitlock's point. And Whitlock's point is that there is a lot of pressure on these black athletes to step up and help out, that there are issues here in this country. And if an athlete's quiet, I mentioned Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was very quiet during his career, said absolutely nothing, right? And it pissed off a lot of black people. They wanted him. They wanted him to. It still doesn't work.
Apparently. Damn it.
It's still, hold on.
Damn it.
It still doesn't work yet.
I thought we had power.
No, we got air conditioning. We have power. The buttons still don't work, so don't push any of the buttons. But getting back to the original point, I think Whitlock was right. Oh. That a lot of these guys feel like they're getting pressure within the community. They need to stand up and speak out about certain stuff. And too often, they really are not well-versed in the subject matter, and they don't know what they're talking about.
All right, so listen. Well, we got Ben Volen coming up, right?
We do, yeah.
So I want to.
Ben can talk about anything, though.
Okay, so you want to wait, because actually we have sound of Adam Silver talking. I think it's important that we actually play it.
We will play it. And Ben Volen can talk about that, and he's going to talk about some football, and I got to find out.
He's going to talk about his fight with Greg.
I got to find out what's going on with him and
Bedard. My money's on Volen.
Really?
Yeah.
Bedard's a big dude, you know.
I think Volen's a dirty fighter. I think he's the kind that'll bite
small.
You.
He could go for the ankle. Ding-ding. Go for the ankle and bite the ankle.
No.
That's what you do.
Anything to survive.
You're a little dude. You go for the big dude. Right. You go for the ankle.
Little
you bite
guys,
the ankle.
Yep.
Yeah, then you grab the foot, and then you punch him in the crotch. That's what you do. All right, 617-779-7937. We will hear from Adam Silva. And as we said, Volin will join us for the next hour here in the studio.
Dale and Keefe, 10 to 2.
Potential big lift coming. The hashtag Patriots are expected to have first-round wide receiver N'Keal Harry practice this week as he works back from injured reserve. I'm told, assuming all goes well, he should work right into the offense.
Wow.
Do you have that kind of optimism about N'Keal Harry?
No, I told you. He's a Jet. I told you.
Just another dude.
Just another dude.
Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, gentlemen, check it out now. Hear me. If your relationship or dating life is suffering due to erectile dysfunction, here's a suggestion. Pay attention. I got an idea for you. Set up a consult with the ED professionals at Northeast Men's Clinic. Now, I've been to their office, and I can tell you, I was really impressed with the whole operation. The place is great. You're going to want to stay there and just hang out. Dale and his team are fantastic. They're great as they specialize in treating ED and have helped thousands of men regain their self-confidence. There's nothing to be intimidated about as dealing with erectile dysfunction is what they do. They're experts. Ordering pills online isn't the solution, nor is doing nothing and just hoping that it gets better. It's never helped anybody. So I got a deal for you. Set up your initial visit at Northeast Men's Clinic for just $99, which includes a medical consultation, a PSA, and a testosterone test. And if medically advised, a test dose of their ED treatment. Now, if that test dose doesn't work in their office, your visit's free. You don't have to pay a dime. So here it is. Call them up. 617-793-5000 for your appointment. The number again, 617-793-5000. Or check out northeastmensclinic.com. Why live with ED? Check out northeastmensclinic.com today.
Savings with Auto Fair's famously low prices. Save thousands at Auto Fair Ford of Haverhill during our Fall into Savings event. Buy a brand new 2019 Ford F-150 and get 0% financing for 72 months. That's right, get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months. Auto Fair makes you smile. A brand new 2019 Ford Escape for only $169 a month for 24 months with just $1,000 down. That's right. Buy a new F-150 and get 0% financing for 72 months. Or lease a new Escape for only $169 a month during Auto Fair Ford's Fall into Savings event. Exit 50 just off 495 in Haverhill. Auto Fair makes it easy. Auto Fair makes
You're at the bar watching the game, having a Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey. Your team scores, and suddenly you're best friends with the strangers next to you. The kind of friends who you exchange stats with and argue ref calls with, all without knowing each other's names. Tullamore Dew calls these friendships fanships. So next time, strike up a fanship and order a Tully for the person next to you. Tullamore Dew is the original triple-blended, smooth-sipping Irish whiskey made exactly for these great moments. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, 2019, imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc.
This program is supported by Guideline. Whether it's a flexible work schedule, casual Friday, a fitness stipend, or even free kombucha on tap, employees love perks, but they also love a long-lasting benefit like a 401k. Guideline designed its 401k plans to be simple, affordable, and hassle-free. They handle everything from onboarding and administration to compliance and record-keeping. Because Guideline knows that to offer a truly great 401k, employers need to love them too. See how affordable a 401k can be at Guideline.com.
This is Dana Katz from Milton's, the store for men. You probably think of Milton's when you need a new suit, but we can help you get dressed for work no matter what you wear for work. We'll put together the right look whether you want a Patriots hoodie and jeans or the latest performance shirts and pants, all from Bonobos, Vineyard Vines, Johnny O, Tommy Bahama, Barber, Cole Haan, and more. At Milton's, you'll be as comfortable in our stores as you'll be in our clothes. South Shore Plaza, Braintree, and Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill, or online at Milton's.com.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Time for another Action Network Flash. Tonight, Denver hosts Kansas City, and the road team is a three-point favorite. Over 70% of the spread tickets and money are on Andy Reid's team. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
The exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
So the regrettable notion was that we had upset our fans. I didn't think at that time, while we were saying we regretted upsetting our fans, that also at the same time supporting Daryl Morey's right to express himself, right to tweet. Obviously, we made clear that we were being asked to fire him by the Chinese government, by the parties we dealt with, government and business. We said there's no chance that's happening.
What a joke. A complete joke. I mean,
what do you mean?
The Chinese want him fired.
He said no.
Because that's what they do in communist China. If you say something, you're gone.
He said no.
You're lucky if you only get fired. It could be a lot worse. Ben Volen. Tolan Volen is in the studio with us from the Boston Globe. Good to see you.
What's up, boys? Am I on?
Somewhat. Mike, are we good?
As you're going to find out here, Ben, some stuff works and some stuff does not
work. Yeah, we're still kind of rebooting.
Yeah, we're having some issues here. And
I don't think Ben likes the name Tolan Volen.
Are we good now? How about now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Are we here?
Yeah, we're hearing you.
Tolan Volen, hey, bring it on. I
like that.
Whatever.
I like that.
Yeah, but all good publicity is good publicity.
Absolutely. That's a good Monica. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know, but maybe you're deep down inside, you just wish people wouldn't use it.
No, I'm good with it.
Who gave you that name?
I like being the villain here.
Bedard.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of happened organically, the whole rhyming thing. I don't know who originally.
The whole rhyming thing?
Yeah. I mean, Twitter, probably. Someone on Twitter.
Do you have an issue here with Bedard? Because you tweeted this out. Said it this morning on WEEI, Bennett for Amendola. And I heard the interview with Greg, and he was just asking you the question, and you answered it. Bennett for Amendola makes a lot of sense for both sides. And you kind of went, yeah, it makes some sense. And then apparently some people were out there tweeting it back to Bedard, and Bedard was a little bit pissed off. Mentioned it on the radio Tuesday. Said the chances are minor, which most trades are. What's your point, Volen burner account?
Oh, so
do you have burner accounts?
Yeah, just to sling some arrows at Greg Bedard.
Nice.
That's what it is.
Yeah, obviously.
You're too scared to kind of go directly at him, right?
Well, he's like a foot taller than me, too.
He's a big dude.
Have you ever seen Greg?
Yeah, but you could go at him. We talked about that earlier.
Big guys can't move.
Nah. Greg and I go way back. We used to work together. I was an intern in Palm Beach, and he was the Dolphins writer down there.
Really?
So, yeah, Greg and I go back a long way.
So you looked up to him. He was like a mentor to you.
Exactly, and it's like Batman, where like now we're, you know, arch enemy. No, not at all. I think Greg's great, and I wish him all the best in Vegas. So if we're
he's
fighting
not going to Vegas, though. He's staying here.
He
though.
Is,
he's
yeah.
Right in Vegas.
Boston-based Vegas
what
reporter.
Business
wait,
you
hold
guys
on, hold
have
on.
Now?
Boston-based Vegas reporter for the Knights, the Raiders.
For the Raiders, yeah.
And it's going to be NBA team that'll be there?
No, just the Raiders.
I give Greg all the credit in the world. He convinced his bosses to make it work. So.
Wouldn't you want to live in Vegas, though? I feel like I'd really want that opportunity to work in Vegas. Yeah, I'm doing all my work from the Hard Rock Pool here.
I would just think the cost of living. You could buy a sick house out there for like 600
exactly.
grand probably.
And
you know?
You could have your office at one of these pools during the summer and just kind of get distracted all day.
I've long tried to
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.